Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I've got Chris, Steve, Sharpie, and Twitter girl Mandy. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Howdy, Lisa.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, so I could not start the show quickly enough because everyone is already talking and making guidelines for the next topic and rules, and it's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. The only rule is that Steve cannot, you know, sit there and talk about the good old days.
The good old...
He was on the college program, and they didn't have pens. All they had to do was write with their finger in the dirt.
It's like you were there.
They had stone tablets.
They were like eating hard tack.
It was like you were at Vista Way with me.
Did you ever get scurvy?
No, they gave, there was like there was a lime in every room. It was in the pantry.
You each had to lick it.
Yeah, we had to lick it every morning.
Share the lime, y'all. Yeah.
Yes.
Don't take it all for yourself, Dan.
Okay, so beside the fact that Steve and I both did the college program, we're going to try to allow Mandy to give her opinions and experiences on the college program.
Please and thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Can so how we, do you ask her questions as we go? Can we like interview her?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you can totally ask me any questions.
So let's start at the beginning of how
a million questions.
All right. I have a question.
How do you get into the college program for all the people that are interested in
that'd be
trying
a good
to get
way
into
start.
The college program? What do you have to do, or do you have to do they come back in my day, they came to the school and then you would interview a person. Back in my day.
What?
Sorry.
Mandy, I'm going to try and keep this under control, but it's not likely.
Please do. So the college program applications open twice a year. They actually just closed for the spring. And how it is that it's a three-step process. You apply online first, and you fill out all your general information, your name, your school, where you're from, blah, blah, blah. And then you pick which roles that you want to do, and you categorize them based on like most interested, least interested, not interested at all.
What are the available roles?
There's about 14 or 15 of them. They've expanded a lot. You can do anything from, you know, obviously like attractions, photo pass, merchandise, custodial, and you can jump into resorts and you can do like front desk, bell services, concierge. They recently just added a really neat one, which I would have applied for, which is Disney Floral.
Oh, I thought you were going to say turkey leg.
So I'm not sure what that one
part
is exactly, but you can be like, I'm not sure if you actually make the floral arrangements for Disney or if you just like deliver them to the resorts. But that's actually a really cool one that they just added.
All right, I'm going to jump in because this is going to be a little bit of a back and forth. When back in the day, when I applied, we had five positions or roles to choose from. And it was resort, food and beverage, merchandise, attractions, custodial. That was it.
Wow.
Very broad.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people wanted to do characters. And that was not an option. They didn't realize that it was a lot more professional for that role.
So you...
That's actually what... Oh, go ahead, Steve.
So you apply online, and then you hear if you're going to get an interview, and then what's the next stage?
The second stage is called a web-based interview, and it's basically a... each question is timed, so you have a certain amount of seconds until you get skipped to the next question. And it's like a sort of a personality test, but not as fun. They try and kind of fool you a little bit, by asking you the same question, but in a different phrase. So if saying like, you know, I'm always on time or I'm never late. So, and you either like strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree. And then there's, I want to say there's a good amount of them, maybe like 30 or 40 in that section. And then if you pass that, you get email to go schedule a phone interview, which is the third and final step before you either get accepted or what Disney considers no longer in consideration.
I like that term. Mm-hmm. Friendly.
What's the phone interview? So then you you patiently wait by your phone, and what's the phone interview like?
The phone interview, you schedule a specific time. Uh-huh. And then someone from Disney casting, I assume, calls you. Usually their number is, like it says, unknown or blocked or something. And they ask you questions about the roles that you put interest in. And they ask you, like, just general questions, you know, like, what would you do if, like, this is a very common one, if a kid dropped his ice cream? Or if a kid was too short to ride Space Mountain, like, what would you do in that situation? So they ask you some situational questions as well as some, like, just general, like, work interview questions.
And then how long do you usually find out if you're in a position or not?
I'm trying to remember. Mine took at least a couple weeks. It depends on when you actually apply.
Okay.
If you apply day one, when the applications come out, which I highly recommend, you usually get through the interview process, if you are going to get through the interview process, pretty quickly. But you still have to wait maybe a couple weeks to hear back from Disney, like your congratulations email or your I'm sorry email. So it just depends on when you apply. The same can be said if you apply late. If you apply late, Disney usually wants you to go through the process really quickly so they can kind of get their final numbers, so that you might also go through that quickly as well. But sometimes if you apply late, you don't get in because they don't have enough availability in terms of roles.
Now, is it still only college, so that, you know, it's kids that are in college and people that are on the international program that can apply and do it, and you can do it once or as many times as you want, or how does that work?
You can apply and do it as many times as you want. I've done it twice, but I extended, so I've done three roles, but only two programs. You can start applying your first semester of your freshman year of college, but you can't actually do it your first semester of college. And then you can apply and do it up until your last semester of college, which I ended up doing. I applied my last semester, and then I did it after I graduated. So you can do it as many times as you want. Doesn't matter the age. During my programs, I saw a couple of older people, like not college age, do it.
College is college. Doesn't mean you have to be 20.
Mm-hmm. Does Disney classify the college program as an internship, or is the Disney internship program something completely different?
They classify it as an internship, even though we work most of the time full-time hours. We are considered like temporary cast members. Like on most of our like stuff online, it says like, you know, WDW, like college program, or like, you know, DL, Disneyland college program. So it just depends. We are temporary cast members, we're considered.
Yeah, there's
and
a
it
start
is an
date,
internship.
Start date and an end date.
Yes.
Now, when we did it, there was one place that you lived, you got paid a certain amount. They had bus transportation to and from the resort. And then, and you could live, you know, a couple people to a apartment or up to TP. Four. TP. What is that?
TP, you know, it's a.
I like it. No. Yes.
Sorry.
I don't even know what that means, but okay.
That sounds intense.
Yes.
That's intense, Steve. Come on.
No, you could get like maybe two roommates up to four, and then
TPs. Tents.
Oh, tents.
Camping in a tent.
Wow.
And then she said TPs.
This is a great joke. The delivery. Okay. The delivery was awesome. It was perfect.
Yeah, I ran through a campground once and it was past tense.
Like, there's something wrong with you tonight. We're gonna have to do a thing. Uh-huh. Where you're limited to three a night.
Oh, that come on. Have I exceeded my pun limit?
I think yes. I think that was a while ago. Steve. That was before we even hit record. So yes. So Mandy, do you get to pick where you're staying, and is there different options? And then I assume it's still not money to live on. It's just enough to kind of make it work.
Yeah. So going back to your original question, because there's like five sections of your question. You
A, B, C, D, and E.
Disney has changed it over the past, I want to say, couple years. They created a program called Dorms, or a website. And what you do is that before you arrive, but after once you get accepted, obviously, you go online, you pick which housing complex you want, how many roommates you want, because Disney actually has expanded the number of people like per apartment that they can do. I know that they put in, like when I was leaving, they put in bunk beds to specific housing complexes. So I know that certain ones can fit up to 8 people in a room.
Oh,
and wow. that's like a whole apartment.
That sounds great.
Usually like the bunk beds would be on one side and then a single bed would be on the other side. So it's like 3 people per room. But you pick how many people you want, what complex you're in. And I think that's pretty much it. Oh, and your classes, but that's like a whole different section. And there's 4 different housing complexes that you can live in: Vista Way, The Commons, Chatham Square, and Patterson Court.
So they make
Oh, go ahead, Chris.
It was Lisa.
Sorry, Lisa.
So do they require you to take classes?
They don't require you to take classes. I did it because I wanted to get as much out of it as I could. I wanted to be in the college program for so long before I'd gotten accepted. And the classes are really nice. Well, back when I took them, now they have changed them and they've shortened them and kind of made them not worth it, in my opinion. But
Mandy,
you can easily take a lot of classes.
Are they Disney classes or are they like Valencia classes?
Are they college credit courses?
They are separated in, all of them are Disney classes. They're all taught by Disney cast members that are full-time now teachers for the college program. So what I liked doing was I liked hearing about their stories about when they were a cast member working in different areas of property. But the one is a one that's like an actual college course where you have homework and tests and quizzes. And the other one is just like a lecture-based series where they just kind of bring in people and to talk, or you have a certain topic. Like the one that I picked was like Disney history. And each week we did like a different segment of the history of the company, which was super interesting.
Did you get a doctorate or a mouser?
I did actually. I do have both my doctorate and my master. So I'm like the ultimate Disney college program nerd.
Yeah, they had the lecture type classes when I went, and it was mandatory. They were like, you have to go. If you don't go, you know, you get kicked out of the. Well, if you didn't go, you didn't get the certificate. And then if you didn't go to a second one or something, at some point you got like kicked out of the program. So it was, they made sure
Me, the classes can maybe count as college credit. You have to ask your college if that's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
I got college credit, the whole program in general, because I was a hospitality major. Mm-hmm. So that really fit into what I was going to do. And I got a class for it. But usually people don't get credit for it. So they kind of have to take a semester off.
Now you were starting to tell everybody which complex you like the best, I think.
Yeah, I lived in both Vista Way and Patterson. I definitely like Patterson more because it's the newest complex. Vista Way is obviously the oldest because Steve lived in it.
Right. Did you see where I wrote on the wall?
What?
Did you see what I wrote on the wall over at Vista Way?
Yeah.
Your own phone number on there. Call me, please.
Yes.
Meet you at the payphone.
So what did you like about Patterson? Sounds like the name of a bear.
Patterson.
That's Patterson was nice because, you're like I said, dork. It was the newest one.
Uh-huh.
So like a little raincoat. Mm-hmm. Like all the appliances were brand new. All of the, all the stuff inside the apartment was new. Not like brand new, but like, I think it was built in like 2008, 2009. So it's definitely a nicer quality. All the like recreational stuff is like newer, like the pools and the front desk of the apartment complex and everything. The roads are nicer. It's like nicely laid out. compared to Vista, which is all like round corners and the roads are lead everywhere. And it's, I think Vista's the biggest, but,
they all have transportation, I guess, to and from work, and they cover your rent and your paycheck and all that still.
They do. Yeah. So the buses, are run by a third party company, but, they go through each housing complex except for Patterson. Patterson shares a bus stop with Chatham Square. But Vista and the Commons have their own bus stop, and they take you all around property, all around Disney, plus some places outside of Disney, like the post office, Publix, which is a grocery store for people outside of the Southeast, Walmart, and I think the Florida Mall they just implemented a couple years ago.
What about food? Do you get reduced prices for things? Like if you're buying lunch or something, do you get like a reduced price because you're not making very much money?
Cast members in general get discounts on food. Not a lot of quick service, but we do get a good amount of table service. Plus, if you're here during the holidays, we do get like holiday coupons for like free snacks and stuff. But not because you're a CP. We do get free food at like the events that they hold for us, but not just because you're a CP, like not in the parks or resorts or anything, which I wish.
Well, and then they have their own cafeteria. So on each on property, they have the cast member cafeterias.
Yeah, like reduced? Like it's not expensive or what?
Yeah, it's not park pricing. Those are also run by a third party company. So those are greatly reduced. I know like the most famous one is like the Mouseketeeria under like in the tunnels in Magic Kingdom. But they do have one usually in every resort and at least one in every park.
So every resort has a cast member dining location.
Yes, if not in the actual resort or in what Disney calls cast services, which is like separate buildings from the resort, usually like in a hidden kind of area that guests would look past or don't see.
Interesting. So how many college program cast members? Is that the right terminology?
We college programs are referred to as CPs. But we still are cast members. I think there's like, it's in the thousands. I want to say it's like 6,000 or 7,000 per semester.
So how many go on to work full time or work part time with Disney after having done the college program?
I want to say not as much as it used to be because Disney has, what would happen usually is that a lot of Disney cast members who were CPs would go on to become seasonal, which means that you would have to work, I think, 150 hours in the calendar year to still maintain that status. But because people were abusing it and using it only to get into Disney for free as a cast member, they usually got rid of seasonal. It's really hard to become seasonal now, and you have to become either part-time or full-time. So I think it's a lot less than what it used to be. And most of the time, the people that are CPs are still in school, so they have to go back and finish their degree, hopefully.
Gotcha.
So I'm not sure. I'm not sure the exact number, but it's probably not as much as what people think it is.
Yeah, interesting.
What's your favorite?
And how long is the average placement?
Well, there's four different types. It's either like spring advantage, fall, or fall advantage. Spring is usually from January, February to May or June, depending upon what your arrival and departure date is. Spring advantage is from January to August. Fall is from August, September through January. And fall advantage is from June through January. So usually it's either 4 months or 7-8 months.
You have any tips for someone who wants to get into the college program?
Ooh.
Apply early. You mentioned that.
Yes, apply early. because there are thousands upon thousands of college kids that do apply to this program. I would say definitely know what roles you want ahead of time. Definitely do a lot of research. I did so much research before I started applying. There's a lot of stuff on YouTube about all the interviews. But I would say have your own thing going on. Like, don't try and copy someone else. They definitely look for like your personality shining through, because it is you that will be working. It's not going to be the other person. And a lot of times those YouTube videos are a little old. I would say definitely do some research on recent stuff.
I feel a song coming on. Be your best you. Sorry.
There are so many tips once you actually get accepted, but just to apply, definitely know what roles you want, because they don't like if you pick like all the roles for interest, or they don't like if you are very selective and you pick only like one or two. Have like a good, decent amount of roles that you wouldn't mind working, and research the roles, because sometimes you think that, you know, working in, you know, like quick service will be really fun because you'll be working at a cart, or you'll be working something else. But it's actually like most Disney roles are a lot of hard work, because you are dealing with thousands of people every day.
Yeah. Well, from a guest perspective, we see the lines at the ice cream carts and the popcorn carts, mm-hmm. and at Pinocchio's. We see those lines. We're in them. We know that you guys behind the counter, behind the cash register, are up to your elbows in turkey leg grease.
Right.
And Mickey bars.
Yep.
Yes.
So what would you say is the most difficult role to get? And what is the most common one?
Probably the most difficult role to get is, okay, how about I answer the second question? The most common ones are going to be attractions, custodial, and merchandise, just because those are roles. Attractions is in all four parks. Plus, those are considered for like even stuff that you don't think are attractions, like Fantasmic or like all the stage shows at Hollywood Studios. Those are all considered attractions. So you can be that. But obviously, like custodial, quick service, food and beverage, those are in every single park, every single resort, and like ESPN, Wild World of Sports, both water parks, Disney Springs, like you can be anywhere and do quick service. So I would say those are the most populated in terms of CPs. I would say the hardest to get into is probably transportation. So if you want to do like the monorail or the watercraft, which you can do as a CP, those are pretty hard to get into, just because like the watercraft, they want to see that you have experience in boating. And obviously there's not a lot of monorail like availability. Another one that's probably really hard to get into is front desk, which is one that I did. I actually only got into that on my like third try, but, cause there's so many people that want to do front desk.
Right.
In resorts.
Mm-hmm.
So
made it the first time, Mandy.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, back then there was like three resorts, right, Steve?
Right. It was even harder. It was even harder to get in. There were so many limited resorts at that time.
Yeah. I think it's very different than when we did it, because they literally came to the college. Like Steve said, they came to the colleges and universities. And they applied, but written an application.
Mm-hmm. You had to
put a stamp on it.
Yeah. You had to stand up and do a poem.
Really?
Right off the cuff. It's like,
I can see that, actually.
It had a rhyme, right?
Yeah.
Steve actually invented
rap. So you were more
rap.
Recruited to the program then.
Yeah, I had to go in a bus. I had to ride in a bus to Clemson or something, because they didn't come to our school. So we had to... We had to go to another school.
Did you have to go to bus too?
I don't know. Some others. I think it was Clemson.
Okay.
It makes the story sound good, at least. I don't know. It was like a 4-hour ride over a mountain to another college campus. And then I was all motion sickness because I was in the back of a bus for 4 hours. Going up and,
was there a Was it like a full size bus or what?
No, it was like a short bus. There wasn't that many people. How many people were gonna go on this thing?
Was there a creepy guy? Disney.
I knew that was coming.
It's a Disney nerd short bus. How many people? There's only like 10 of us that apply for this. Who would do the whole bus ride and then interview and bus ride back?
Actually, wasn't that the bus ride that essentially led to you and me together?
I think it could have been.
Was Heather on there?
Yeah, Heather did. She was there.
So that's how you knew about her.
Yeah.
So I have I had a friend that went to the same college Steve did, and they both rode that bus to do their interview.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Was that the girl that wouldn't go out with you?
Which
that
one?
You kept asking?
With Lisa?
No,
Heather. Oh, with me.
No, she would go out with me.
She went out with me.
Now.
You're going to make me cry, Chris.
Sorry.
Poor Steve.
I don't know. Where was I? Anyways, college program. Yeah, you do the interview, you do your poem, you stand up.
What poem?
You didn't have to do the poem?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They changed it to an email by the time that.
Yeah, and then you patiently wait by the phone.
Yeah, you wait for, well, I think you wait for the letter.
Yeah, they give you a letter, and then you're like, where am I?
Another
where
stamp.
Am I? Where am I? Am I in custodial?
I remember that stamps were 32 cents a piece then,
because
I used it a lot.
Then you move into the college, then you move into your dorm, and then you, I picked international roommates, which I don't know if you can do that anymore, so I got...
Why didn't you pick international roommates?
Because I figured I'd learned,
that's,
I don't know.
That's always been interesting.
I figured I could learn something, yeah, so I got... Three international roommates and me in the college program.
I had
so
my
where
roommate
were they from
mine. My roommate was from Norway. She was gorgeous. Her name was Gru Karen. Mm. And we had one from Japan, but she left shortly after I got there. We had one from.
Did you drive her out? Because you put her hand in a bowl of water and she was sleeping.
Really?
And she was like, "I can't do this anymore. This American girl is driving me crazy."
Mm. No, her program ended.
Okay.
But the internationals, they have a year program.
You killed her Tamaguchi or something. You didn't feed her Tamaguchi when she was working.
Tamaguchi?
What is it? What are those little things?
Tamagotchi.
That's why.
Are you thinking of Christy Yamaguchi?
You didn't feed her Tamagotchi, and then it passed
Tamaguchi
away while she was working.
All right. So I had one from the UK, one from Norway, one from Japan, and then we got another one that was from Italy. She was loud. Yeah.
She was Italian.
She was loud.
Yeah.
I had one from France who
I had one from France too.
Yeah, who put everything that was metal in the microwave. So you had to keep explaining to him not to put like a can of raviolis in the microwave and turn it on. And then a guy from the UK and a guy from Mexico. And then the one from France bought a car for $100. So he could get around.
Jeez.
Yeah.
How long did that last?
I don't, well, he's like, Steve, I'm going to buy this car. I want you to test drive it for me. So I was like, so I drove this, I don't know. I mean, then I'm like, well, how much are you paying for it? $100. I'm like, you're only paying $100 for the car. It doesn't matter. Does it, it moves. It gets you from here to there. It's worth it. It's like, what do you expect for $100?
Were you impatient like you are now?
Yes. I was like, it's $100.
Your old man Griswold, even then.
It was like an old, it was like an old Cadillac or something. It was brown, and it, you know, it kind of floated as you drove it. But it was $100. What do you want? You're just gonna go from here to Pleasure Island and back.
Pleasure Island.
That's all you need.
Go to Mannequins.
Yeah, you're just gonna go here to Mannequins, the Cage.
Thursday night.
Eight tracks. You're gonna go to fireworks.
I miss fireworks. They have good cheese fries.
Go to fireworks and have. All that's gone now. I know.
The one thing I always ask Steve is, Steve, how did you not get any girlfriends while you were on the college program?
I don't know.
You're like the only guy.
I don't know. It was very sad. This is a whole nother show, Chris.
No.
That's a whole,
no, this is not another show.
That would be a whole nother.
This would be like the best show ever.
We could, you should have all my old girlfriends who dumped me during my Disney intern time. We'll have them on a show. It's like that Sesame Street episode where the tree, wasn't there some Sesame Street episode where they're like, this is your life. And then you hear the voice.
Yeah. Like, and then the mom comes out with an apple pie.
I remember that voice.
Steve. Steve. You never called. You never wrote.
That's right.
What's the problem, Steve?
That's right.
That's exactly how she would sound.
Now I'm a waitress at Chili's. See what you miss?
A waitress at Chili's. That's the only place you would take.
You know, you're going to get in so much trouble next time you go to Chili's. They're going to spit in your food.
I like Chili's.
You know what?
Not after talking to him like that. They're going to spit
in your
food.
He told me one time that every time he went out on a date with a girl, he would take her to Chili's. That's what he told me.
Or Uno's.
It's so romantic.
Crossroads. Crossroads has the Uno's. It's still
there. Remember Jungle Gyms?
And Jungle Gyms?
Yeah.
See, now we're all starting to reminisce, Mandy. See what happens. Jungle Gyms was the cast member. Where are the cast member hangout spots now? Where's everyone go?
Usually it's Ale House, like at 11 midnight. You'll see like tables of cast members like in half costumes or like, you know.
I don't agree with that. I think that's wrong. That's just messed up.
I've heard that's actually true. I've heard that in the Buffalo Wings place. But that Thursday night for the Buffalo Wings place, that's like desperation city at 1 o'clock. That's what I've heard.
Buffalo Wild Wings is definitely a cast member hangout too, but I'd say more so Ale House because it's right outside property.
Well, and it's close to Vista Way. Really.
You know, whenever I go to Ale House, I always see the same like stressed out families. I don't ever see any like, you know, that's it.
That's because you don't go at like midnight.
That's
when
true.
All the cast members get off.
Yeah. Goes, you eat your hamburger. I paid $4 for that.
That's right.
Well, Steve does that now.
I know.
I think you would have paid $16 for it on Disney property.
I know. That's why we love the Ale House.
Let me just say, you can't beat Ale House ever.
You really
can't.
There's
one here in Atlanta that I go to, but it's not as good.
Ale House is awesome there in Orlando. So much selection. And you look at the menu after being with all the Disney pricing and you're like, I can have whatever I want.
Yeah.
Live it up, kids.
I'm getting an appetizer, entree, and dessert. Thank you.
What about, Mandy, what's the...
Dad's having a beer.
What do they do for cast members now? What does Disney do? You said they have some type of events and do you get main gate pass or ability to get you and...
And don't tell us anything you don't want to.
So starting off with like CP only things, they have so much now that they do only for us. Like they have like all sorts of events for us. They have two kind of big kind of formals or galas for us. One in the spring, one in the winter, where they do it. One's at Typhoon in the spring and then the other one's at the Coronado like convention center for the winter. And they give us free food. There's like characters to meet. We can take a ton of pictures. They also have...
It's like a dance.
Sort of. They call it more like a formal than a dance.
Who'd you take to the dance?
No one. I met up with a couple of friends. But they have like all sorts of events going on like within the housing properties. Like the big one is like grocery bingo where you could like win groceries for like the week. And like pool parties and blood drives and sports tournaments. And then they have like field trips to different places. So you can go to like Kennedy Space Center. You can go to the beaches around Florida. You can go to like a lot of different sports teams because Florida has like a billion sports teams for every sport. They have like movie nights. And like every time like a new group of CPs come in or they leave, they have like a welcome party or... what they call service celebration, which is like a goodbye party. So they always have like free food and characters. And they have like all sorts of things that you can do. Right next to a couple of the CP like housing properties, it's called Mickey's Retreat. And it's sort of like a recreational center. Actually any cast member can go and do it. But it has like free boat rentals and sports courts and sports fields. And they have a lot of like family events going on like once a month. And they have like, I know that Vista Way has a like sort of like a library media center thing where you can rent like board games and movies and books. And like each housing complex, you can rent like cleaning supplies because obviously no one brings like a vacuum or something, especially if you're international and are flying like, 10 hours. But you can rent like basketballs and stuff because each housing complex also has like sports courts themselves and like tennis courts, basketball courts. Each housing complex has like a pool or couple pools, depending upon the complex. So there's a lot of stuff to do for CP only. For cast members in general, you do get free admission into the parks, as well as some guest passes to get in if family visits. You do get those discounts everywhere. Merchandise discounts and food discounts, especially around the holidays, are really nice. Mickey's Retreat. There is a cast member only location called Cast Connection and Property Control. Property Control is the one where you can only go in if you're a cast member. Cast Connection, you can bring in like other people who aren't cast members. And they have like really good deals on merchandise, such as like any of the dated merchandise, like flower and garden, food and wine stuff. Like a lot of cast members go there after the holidays to, or after the festivals are over to kind of get their merchandise if they want it. Yeah, there's a lot of different stuff that you can do as a cast member that, you know, not a lot of people know about.
They used to have, yeah, we used to do similar stuff, but it sounds like they get a lot more. They used to have one of those property mm-hmm. control type places under the Magic Kingdom, but they, I think they got rid of it, I guess.
Well, was there an old troll living there?
Yeah.
No, that was under Hank Street.
It was a small one. It was like right under the, I thought it was right where it went down to the middle. It was,
by Fantasyland or Main Street?
It was underground.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Did you ever run into Nixon when you were down there?
Well, it was always like, you know, it was the figurines, you know, where Mickey's nose is broken off and that kind of stuff. So.
Well, the good thing was like broken lollipops because there's still lollipops.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of those.
But they just couldn't sell them.
Yeah.
And plush.
I'd really be a sucker for those, I'm telling you.
You're such a stickler.
Golly. There's all Jeez. Kinds of great, it's fun. It's a fun time. It's, you're not going to make, when we did it, you don't make any money. So don't think
Disney
about.
Disney got all my money.
Yeah,
back.
Don't think about like yeah. you're going to make money while you do this. You're just barely getting by, if that. You and most of the kids, when we did it, you know, you're going to have to supplement from home or something. And then.
All my money went to cash.
But it's fun. It's a lot control. Of, it's a lot of fun. You get to learn. You get a great thing for your resume that hardly anybody has. And then. You get to learn about all the different things. I just wish I had done some attractions or something so I could have, you know, done pirates and hung out there. I don't know, seen some inside behind the scenes and some of the attractions would have been cool.
Most of the money that you do make goes towards your rent because they do take rent out of your paycheck every week. Depending upon what complex you live in and how many roommates you have depends on the amount of rent that you pay. And then, yeah, like it wasn't a lot.
Chris, this reminds me of some history thing that you probably remember, like where, you know, like people work in the mines or something, and they get paid in
like the company in, store.
Yeah, and they get paid in
exactly
tokens.
Exactly what I was thinking. Script. Of.
Yeah,
that's kind of how it is.
And then you get paid in with like little tokens that you got to re-cash back at the company store.
Yes,
it sounds exactly the same, but it's a lot of fun. And now you've got Disney Springs. Go over to Disney Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. You want to wrap it up, Lisa?
I could. Is that it? Come on. This is fun. What else can we talk about? It's like reminiscing.
Time. I can go on for hours, honestly.
How long
really? Lisa, you could tell us about embroidery. I'm sure we'd be in stitches.
Wow.
Okay, you know
I'm on pins and needles.
I gotta choke you out.
No, that's what I did when I was there. But now they take the lazy way out and have machines do it. The skill
is that what you did
gone.
You did the embroidery thing when you were in on the college program.
Yeah, I started off technically I started off in the Kodak booth, which used to be right outside the carousel in the Mad Hatter, and but then when you're in a land,
that's when they had
rotate.
Film that you needed to put in a camera,
right?
And there was a company called
Kodak
that said cameras,
and we were busy
people.
So did you actually put film in people's cameras for them?
On occasion, yeah.
Huh. Wow.
Yep.
Days gone by.
Yeah, gave all kinds of advice, and we had camera accessories, and they had the camera shop on Main Street where we'd have to send people with actual problems, but it was fun. Just extreme interaction with the guests in the park, and they'd ask all kinds of questions. I loved working in Fantasyland because they did have the Kodak booth and they had the information booth. And I eventually ended up in the information booth where you just have two lines of people waiting to ask you questions. And of course, when you're a nerd, and Mandy, I'm sure you can appreciate this. You just yes. want that line to go on for hours. And you're just like, over here, ba 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 ba. Thank you. Have a good magical day. And oh, over here, yes, and here you go.
That's like one of my favorite things about working for Disney is all the guest interaction. Yeah. Front desk was like my favorite role ever because I literally just sat there and answered questions and directed guests what to do and gave them recommendations. Like I loved it so much.
We are cut from the same cloth.
I was totally the opposite. See, at the Grand Floridian, they had 12 stations and station number one was right by the door where everybody came in, and station number 12 was all the way over there by the staircase.
All the way.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, station 12, please, station 12.
You lazy bum.
Because everyone comes in and they hit one of the first like three or four stations. And I'm like, oh, no. And then so you have like this huge, never ending line.
No, you hit the people that look like they're going to help you. You don't have that problem.
Station 12.
You're one of those cast members.
You're at the very end.
Want to actually talk to guests.
Yeah. Well, considering he sat in a lawn chair.
You're like,
no, but so back to the embroidery. Mm-hmm. So Kodak and like I said, you kind of hop different locations within lands. And so I was in the Mad Hatter a lot of the time too, and learned how to sew. We had four sewing machines and it was all done by hand, not by hand, but manually controlling the machines. And it was all freehand. Everyone had different styles. You had to learn the basic style. But everyone made their tees differently, and some people made a swirly at the end, and some brought it up, and some did an under, like a swoosh. And so it was, I liked that. You know, again, you felt like you were almost putting on a show because people were fascinated by it, and I did get to sew a hat for Montel Williams.
Interesting.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. And back then, yeah, because someone was going to be on the show, and he wanted to bring a hat for him, so I did Montel. But we had very strict guidelines on what could be put on it and what couldn't. It had to be a real name. It couldn't be a nickname. It couldn't be a character name. So all those Ariels and Jasmines.
True.
Yeah. Is it? No, they can't do that.
Yes. Because each time a group of CPs leave, we get like graduation Mickey hats. And the first thing we do is go get them embroidered. And they have very specific guidelines still on what you can get, what you can't get. And I was like, well, what if my actual name was like Jasmine? Like I had my license and it actually said Jasmine. Like, yeah. That's so sad.
Yeah. Again, my mom's name is Mickey and she would not be able to get a hat.
This is so sad.
I know.
Can't end the show on that note.
No, I'm not done because I'm excited now. So anyway, we did the embroidery and it made you valuable because they had sewing in Tomorrowland, Fantasyland, Mickey's Starland. You remember that. And then the chapeau on Main Street. So when they ran out of sewers, overtime was nice. You were in high demand.
Hmm.
You just traded in your costume, got one for the appropriate area and then went to their area.
Well, and I'm sure all the college program kids nowadays, they probably keep together on Facebook and Twitter and all that. So they have their reunions or whatever. They go to Food and Wine. You know, that's where, hey, real quick, the original drinking around the world at Epcot, I think was created
by your generation.
Yeah. Cause I remember we were like, let's go drink around the world. And it wasn't a thing.
They didn't have t-shirts.
There was no t-shirt and no scorecard and all this stuff. It was just it was a cast
member. The
craziest
thing. Epcot wasn't even there then.
Yeah.
Epcot wasn't even there. They would just go sit out in the parking lot with a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Well, the French guy would stand over there in the parking lot and wave a little flag. We'd walk over there and have a drink. And then
it between all of the like international people. So you actually were drinking around the world.
Yes. we go from each apartment to each apartment, but no, but you,
interesting that you both chose the international roommates.
Mm-hmm. It was nice.
I really, really loved working at Disney.
It was fun.
Now I'm sad.
It was fun.
We need to quit Mouse Chat and Pixie.
Stand out in the hot sun and make $12 per hour.
You didn't feel it.
I don't think you make. No, I think you make 12.
Back then, no, Chris. Back then, the supervisors maxed out at 10, so we were making.
It's making $7.
$6.15.
A lot of those, and you know, I mean, I never had the urge to work for Disney ever. Like, even living in Florida and going to Florida State, it didn't cross my mind to work there. Personally, I think it would take the magic away. But yeah. I love that Mandy has some fun stories. And, you know, Mandy's doesn't seem to have had that happen yet. She's not jaded.
No, you know what, though, Chris? It doesn't take the magic away. It enhances the magic. Right, Mandy?
I would have gotten fired. At 22, 23 years old, I would have been like, you know what? I can do better than this. Goodbye. But I think, you know, it takes a certain personality type. A nice, cheerful person, not me.
I think that a little bit of the magic has been taken away. But like Lisa said, I think it only enhances it because, like, being the biggest Disney nerd that I personally know, I want to learn all that stuff. So it kind of like all I wanted, like, you know, I love learning about like the history and the backstage stuff. There are certain things that I would not want to learn about, which I can't remember any of them off the top of my head right now.
I don't personally want to go backstage, like in my favorite attractions. That would ruin it for me.
Oh, I have before and it's pretty epic. But
pretty cool.
I don't want to do that.
I mean, I used to go in the tunnels and just on my days off and just kind of see, run. I would like see where all the staircases lead, which I don't know if you can do that anymore. So I would just go up.
You do
I would go
like
up
this?
Like, I would just go up a random staircase.
What's wrong with you?
And I would walk
opens
all the way.
Every door.
I did. And then I walked.
That's
was
our Steve.
I was up on the, like on the rooftop of one of those Liberty buildings. There's one of them that leads all the way up to the roof. And I was like, oops. And then I went back down. And then I went up the one that goes to,
to go to the basketball area.
Stitch. I never saw.
Top of the hop.
Top of the hop.
Top of the Hall of Presidents.
Oh, there's a one up there.
They had a small little basketball area.
Never heard of that one. I've heard of the one inside the Matterhorn.
Yeah. No, I've been. One. No, I've been. They've got this. They had. I mean, it was a small recreational area, like quarter court.
And it was awesome because when you were a cast member, I used to, when we would go to the park with friends, we would duck. We knew which ones to duck down, and then we would go underground, and then we'd, you know, skirt around the crowd, and then we'd come back up.
Mm-hmm.
At another one.
Or you'd go down and get a soda.
Eat. Yeah, we go down and eat or get food and eat down below and then we come back up.
Getting a soda for 90 cents sure beat the $2.50 that we were paying.
That's highly, highly frowned upon now.
No, you can't.
Is it really?
I used to do it at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
Hollywood Studios has a good cafeteria.
You were not supposed to go backstage if you were not in costume.
They didn't care back then.
Interesting.
It was this whole thing.
All right, we've got to end this. I could go on for hours. I'm sure Mandy and Steve could too. Chris
Me
and
too.
Sharpie, you guys are probably like, ah.
Well, I would have enjoyed it more if I could have degraded Steve more, but there's only so many times you can pick on him for being old.
Never gets old.
It I'm just doesn't. Nice. I'm so nice to you. You're so much older than all the rest of us, Chris.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
we could probably add Sharpie and Mandy together.
Yeah, and still not be as old as Chris.
That would be true. Steve, you are 3 years and 10 months younger than I am in 2 days. Is it 2 days?
I don't know. It's scary
no, it's
that you.
One day.
It's scary that you know this.
I have to know this. It's like the only ammo I have against you. Besides,
that's almost 4 years.
Good. I know I'm going to hit the wall soon, but it ain't tonight. Do you know what I mean?
Wow. One foot in the grave. Okay, so I'm trying to wrap up the show. I would like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. I'd like to thank Twitter Girl Mandy for joining us. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Let's see, what else am I going to do? I'm going to let you know that we've got lots of episodes to listen to over at mousechat.net and iTunes. If you want to send us some comments or questions, go ahead and write in to comments@mousechat.net. Thanks so much for joining us, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.